This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. A shooting at a Denver nightclub has left one person dead and eight others injured. The Denver Police Department believes at least two people fired shots overnight at Ultra Lounge. Investigators are still in the Hamden and Kennedy neighborhoods this morning, and they're asking anyone who has information to contact Crime Stoppers. The protester allegedly shot by an employee at the Immigration Detention Center in Aurora was back at the facility yesterday. Emma Landis was shot in the foot last week. She told a small crowd of demonstrators the focus should stay on the people detained inside the center.
Let's just keep doing this. I don't want to be an example. I don't want to be a trend. I want to be an advocate for this. And these people don't deserve this at all. No one deserves this at all.
The employee accused of shooting Landis will be in court to hear formal charges later this week. Coloradans are straining under the weight of higher costs. That's the conclusion of the latest Pulse poll from the Colorado Health Foundation. More than 2,000 people participated in the poll earlier this year. The results showed a growing number of residents are worried they'll be priced out of the state.
What was quite striking as we dug into the data was the fact that many of these cost of living issues really cut across income levels.
Lucia Del Pupo worked on the poll, which also showed rising dissatisfaction with how state government and elected leaders are dealing with top concerns like affordable housing and health care costs. This is CPR News.